weapons for Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Biden administration dispatching more armor-piercing missiles.
The U.S. is sending up to $100 million worth of additional Javelin anti-armor systems aimed at taking out Russian tanks. Secretary of State Blinken announced the addition late Tuesday. He says since the start of the Biden administration, the U.S. has given $2.4 billion worth of aid to Ukraine.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. The Biden administration ordering the latest shipment after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made an emotional appeal to the United Nations Security Council on Tuesday, accusing Russian invaders of war crimes.
If we had already got what we needed, all these planes, tanks, artillery, anti-missile, and anti-ship weapons, we could have saved thousands of people. I do not blame you. I only blame the Russian military, but you could have helped.
Speaking through a translator, President Zelensky called for Russian soldiers to face a war crimes tribunal similar to Nuremberg. The U.S., Britain, and Australia have agreed to cooperate on a hypersonic missile program to counter China's development of hypersonic weapons. Not so fast on that reported Senate compromise for $10 billion in new COVID funding. All 50 Senate Republicans have voted no on a procedural measure to move the bill forward, hoping to tie the spending on vaccines and coronavirus tests to the continuation of Title 42, which allows the U.S. to deport foreigners who may have been exposed to disease. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer not happy.
There's no reason we shouldn't be able to get this fundamental bipartisan bill just agreed to by a group of Democrats and Republicans passed. It's vital to the future of the country.
The Biden administration plans to cancel Title 42. Wall Street lower Tuesday. The Dow lost 280 points. NASDAQ down 328. The S&P 500 closed 57 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New evidence is emerging in Special Counsel John Durham's probe into how the FBI's Russia investigation began.
Special Counsel Durham claims a newly released text message proves former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman lied to the FBI. Sussman pleaded not guilty to lying to the FBI, specifically to then FBI General Counsel James Baker during a September 2016 meeting. Durham claims that Sussman brought Baker information he knew was suspect about Donald Trump's campaign communicating with a Kremlin-connected bank. The information did not pan out. Durham says that when Sussman went to Baker, he did not disclose that he was working on behalf of the Clinton campaign, but billed the campaign in the following days.
Fox's David Spund, attorney Sussman, has denied any wrongdoing. A third suspect has been arrested in the mass shooting in Sacramento over the weekend.
The Sacramento police say they arrested Davion Dawson. He was seen carrying a firearm after the shooting Sunday morning, and as a prior felon, was not supposed to have a gun, but he was not charged in the shooting that resulted in 6 people being killed and 12 being injured. Police arrested a second suspect earlier. Smiley Martin was booked for possessing a firearm, even though he's prohibited from having one, as well as for having a machine gun. But authorities said they were still trying to determine if he opened fire. Smiley Martin is the brother of the first person arrested in connection to the shooting, DeAndre Martin, who was also arrested on similar charges and also not charged with participating in the actual shooting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
One person is dead in Texas, another killed in Georgia as severe storms move across the South. The National Weather Service says the Southeast U.S. faces storm threats Wednesday.
Go away, little girl.
The 60s heartthrob has died. Singer Bobby Rydell, who had dozens of hits in the early 60s, has died at his home in Pennsylvania. Bobby Rydell was 79. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.